Keith. This is Gretch and Keith on EEI.
It is the lunchtime hour on this Patriots Monday here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. 12:02 is the time. Gretch and Keith here with you. We got you until 2 o'clock before Marloni and Foyer comes your way. We talked to Lawrence Guy, who just joined us on the Harbor One hotline. Shaq Mason is up next to talk about the Patriots' victory that went down on Thursday night. And a lot went right for the New England Patriots yesterday. The Patriots are leading the AFC East. And on Sunday, it's a big battle against the Tennessee Titans. He joins us now on the Harbor One hotline. It's our guy Shaq Mason. He's brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Truly Hard Seltzer. Shaq Mason, good afternoon now as we have crested the noontime hour. And what was it like to have a weekend off, Shaq Mason?
It was lovely. It was lovely, man. Just we've had a long season, no bye week yet, and this was kind of a mini bye, so it was nice to get the weekend, just kind of rest, recover, and, you know, get ready to fill the tank again this week.
Now, do you watch a lot of football yesterday, or do you just completely remove yourself from it?
I watch a lot of football. It feels good to sit on my couch and be a fan for a Sunday, so I definitely enjoy football on Sundays when we don't play.
Was there anything that stood out to your trained eye? I'm curious now. You got to, I don't know if you were just watching Red Zone, loading up, watching maybe the Bills, but was there anything that stuck out to you league-wide?
I was, you know, a lot of good games. I just watch it from a fan standpoint, not really a player. So I just, you know, just watch it just to see some ball.
What's the schedule look like for you this week, Shaq? Are you guys, do you have to work on Thanksgiving? Do you have like an early practice, or are you going to get that off? How's that look?
We actually haven't gotten the schedule yet, so okay. I have no idea what the Thanksgiving schedule looks like.
Typical Bill B. Hoodsworth, yeah. Keeping you guys, you know, keeping you on your toes. Shaq Mason with Gretch and Keith, and he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. I know that it was a short week last week. You went on the road. You went to Atlanta. It doesn't matter how you got it done. You handled business, Shaq. And the offensive line, once again, playing well. You guys ran the ball well. You protected Mac Jones. It feels like you guys have really, truly come together as a group up front. Is that fair to say?
Like you said, we've done some things well, you know, this week and the previous weeks. But, you know, that goes into, you know, practicing well and preparing well. And as good as, you know, things might seem, there's still a lot of things that we can be better at and improve on. So, I mean, we're still a work in progress.
Feels like Ramondre Stevenson has made the most of his opportunities the last couple of weeks, and it was great to get Damian Harris back on Thursday night as well. Do you feel like you guys can pretty much run the same thing and have the same type of success no matter which running back is lining up behind you?
Oh, definitely. When it comes to, you know, we got a very talented group, you know, and I know as the offensive line, we have a tremendous amount of trust in any guy back there, you know, whether it's Damian, Mondre, BB, or JJ, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of trust in those guys, and, you know, they do a great job for us.
We know that having been around Bill Belichick, one of the mantras is ignore the noise. But, Shaq, there's also the human nature of you might hear the negative more than you hear the positive. Have you guys, or have you been hearing the positive? Everybody's talking about the New England Patriots this weekend in glowing terms.
Definitely. It's hard to, you know, not hear, but as you say, you got to tune it out, man, and just go out there and you got to earn it. You know, nothing's given to anybody in this league, so we got to earn it week in and week out, and, you know, we're just looking forward to just going out there and competing and, you know, taking it one day at a time.
Have you started looking towards the Tennessee Titans yet, or is that something that starts a little bit later on?
I dove into them a little bit. I'm from Tennessee, so I almost went to the game Sunday, you know, to get a little in-person view. But, you know, but I definitely did a little bit on them already.
Tell us a little bit about the background there in Tennessee, because, you know, people hear things about Tennessee and Kentucky, but it really isn't true. So tell us a little bit about the Tennessee that you know, Shaq Mason.
I'm a Tennessee guy. Grew up, I think my first football player I knew was Steve McNair. So that was I was actually Steve McNair for Halloween one year. So that's a crazy fun fact right there. But yeah.
Did you get recruited at all by Tennessee, or what were some of the schools that you were narrowing it down to?
Yeah, I did. I got recruited by Tennessee, Vandy, Middle Tennessee. So yeah.
Was it close with any of those, or were you set on Georgia Tech?
I was set on Georgia Tech. That was my first offer, and once they offered, that's when other schools started coming in, and I was like, you know, they were the first team to want me, and you know, that's the way I took it.
That was Paul Johnson, right, Shaq?
Yes, sir.
Coach Johnson was the one. He's a he comes from that whole Georgia Southern triple option, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, Shaq, we only have one more thing to ask you, and we asked Lawrence Guy this very same question as well. What is the perfect Shaq Mason Thanksgiving plate?
Okay, well, gotta have some greens, collard greens, turnip greens. You gotta have those. Dressing, which is, I mean, up north, I guess it's stuffing, but in the south, it's like, you know, chicken and dressing.
Well, Shaq, let's correct, because apparently dressing is stuffing that is made outside of the bird.
Got it.
So do you want outside of bird stuffing or inside of bird stuffing?
So you said dressing is outside of of the bird?
So like,
yeah, I'm going to go outside the bird.
Oh, okay. Outside. Right. Wow, okay. That's an upset right there. Right. Okay. What else? What else you got? Are we talking about like mashed potatoes, sweet potato pie, things like that?
Oh yeah, definitely gotta have sweet potato pie. Definitely gotta have mac and cheese, yams. So it's and my family also comes up for Thanksgiving each year, so it's always a good Southern Thanksgiving every year. So that's always lovely.
Very good. What any turkey on there?
I was just gonna say turkey. Yeah, turkey or a ham or
yeah. I go ham over turkey, but I'm actually don't eat red meat anymore, so that's gonna change. So I mean, it'll be a different type of Thanksgiving for me, but all in all, it's gonna be well.
You're not doing a tofu turkey, are you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, all right, good. What is on the no fly list for Shaq Mason? What is the get that away from me when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Let's see.
It's got to be
probably. I hate cranberry sauce, and good I know that's you. a big Thanksgiving, you know, saucer. But no, I hate cranberry sauce.
By the way, I'm with you on that. We're brothers in largeness.
I don't know what else I can say is a no fly for me though.
All right, well, there you go then. All right, Shaq, keep tearing it up, man. Stay healthy. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you soon. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.